tuned in all the time around the world, and it's much appreciated. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Around the world on the web, jmtheam.org. Oh, yes, when you hear that on JM and the AM, chances are one of our friends from Nefesh B'Nefesh is with us, either in our studio or live via telephone, in fact, live from Jerusalem, our good friend Rachel Berger, who's Director of Employment at Nefesh B'Nefesh, with a reminder about Sunday, October the 24th, the big Aliyah Fair is going to be taking place in New York City, and of course, there are other things to discuss as well. Rachel Berger, Shana Tova to you, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you. Shana Tova to you.
Nice to speak with you. I would assume because of the fact that we tried desperately to reach the folks at Nefesh B'Nefesh toward the end of August and the beginning of September just to get an assessment of how the summer went, and it was so difficult because everybody was so busy, I would assume there was a lot of hustle and bustle and that you had another banner summer over at Nefesh B'Nefesh.
That is true. We were hustling and bustling. Our summer was incredible. We had 3 charter flights and 8 group flights. We had 3,000 Olim who came to join us here in Israel.
Wow.
From North America and the UK.
So wow.
Unbelievable.
3,000 in just a couple of months.
Yep, they came.
It's unbelievable. The statistics, the numbers of people that have moved to Israel now with Nefesh B'Nefesh are starting to get up into those, you know, really big numbers. You know, soon you'll be celebrating some insane milestones, if you know what I mean.
There's room for everybody. We're happy to have you come along.
That's true. There is room for everybody. All right. A lot of folks in our audience, as you know, and this is why we speak of Aliyah and we concentrate so much on it here. A lot of people are interested in finding out all about Aliyah. Let's start with the first notice that I saw over Yontif, which was about the Go North program. In fact, today and Sunday, there are people in the United States who are representatives of the Go North program that folks can call, speak to, find out about subsidies, employment assistance, etc. Why? And you know, this took me a little bit by surprise. I didn't expect when the Go North program was announced for the numbers, you know, to come through the way they have. Why has this been such a successful piece of the Nefesh B'Nefesh program?
That's a good question. I'll tell you, it's a very, very special program. This year, we've had over 400 Olim who made Aliyah to the Galil and the Golan.
Wow.
And it's amazing. It's really amazing when you think about it. And there's a lot of community building going on. Our Olim are going to Ma'alot, to Carmiel, to Katrin, to Nahariya. And these communities have seriously welcomed our Olim. More than that, we have people who are there to guide you and help you with every single facet of your Aliyah. So what happens is that when people go to the North, they, no matter what is going on, no matter what their issue is, no matter what they need to do in terms of integration, there is someone there for them to help them integrate. And it's beautiful up there.
So, and what about all the general concerns, you know, all the things that are we're always under the impression are taken care of, you know, in other areas like schooling and employment? I mean, is it any better or worse up there? Is it more encouraging to go to that area of the country and, you know, instead of the central area?
So it's a good question. I'll tell you. Our Olim that are going up there are finding jobs. We have a specific employment person in the North who is helping them to find opportunities. There are certain areas where there are high-tech centers in the North there are also people who sometimes travel to Haifa, and Haifa isn't so far for them.
Right.
And they also find them, you know, Haifa is one of the biggest cities in Israel,
right.
And they also find employment there. What happens is that people who have English mother tongue, it's a real skill. You know, anybody who has read a sign or a menu knows that. In Israel, I mean, and what happens is that they find opportunities based on their skill set. Many, many people arrive also who are professionals, and they are professionals. They're filling the skill sets that are needed and demanded in the north.
You're aware of the fact that there's a major employment, or I should say, unemployment problem in the United States, right?
Right, that's true. It's not really true here in Israel.
Rachel Berger with us. I got to get out of this tourist mentality. I have to stop thinking about the central Israel and the tourist center, so to speak, and expand my horizons in regard to where to live in Israel.
Okay, listen, next time you come, I'll take you on a trip.
Up north, huh? And are they chalutzim, or are these established communities?
These are established communities. They're beautiful communities. And no chalutziyut really is going on in these specific communities. I would say maybe the chalutziyut is that you're having a different experience than if you go to an Anglo-centric community.
Right.
But most of the people that are going want a place where there are also Anglos and also a mixed variety of other people.
So if I go
they're beautiful and they're set up and they're functional communities.
So if I go to Carmiel, that's a good mix?
For you, we could talk.
No, in general, if someone goes to Carmiel, they're gonna find enough Anglos to make them comfortable?
No, for sure, they'll find enough Anglos. But each person finds a community that is, in Hebrew we say matim, but in
right.
English, appropriate
right.
for them. One that reflects their needs, one that reflects their philosophies, one that reflects their socialization, so that we know that they're going to fit in and be happy.
Yeah, one that is a good fit. Rachel Berger is with us. All right, Go North information. And again, you have an opportunity this weekend to meet representatives on this specifically. GoNorth.org.il. No joke, that's the website. GoNorth.org.il. The focus of today's conversation is obviously the Aliyah Fair. This is an important time of year. For Nefesh B'Nefesh. Well, actually, I'm surmising that this is an important time of year. Am I right that this is one of your better recruitment months when it comes to October and November?
Oh, wow. We are very, very busy in these months. This is the time that people start to plan for the summer and start to put their personalized Aliyah plans in place so that when they come, they're raring to go.
Right. So if it's summer of 2011 that you're focusing on, this is the perfect time to get started.
Yes, and we would really, really be very happy to meet with anybody who comes to our event at the Crown Plaza, Times Square, on Sunday, October 24th. It's going to be a really incredible opportunity for anyone considering Aliyah, whether they're coming 2011 or they're thinking even further on, because we have this, and it's a one-time opportunity. Although we're in the States on a regular basis, this fair will have professionals from high-tech, financial, sector, accountants, professionals in the marketing field, public relations, people from the mental health sector, lawyers.
Well, this means that there are folks in Israel in these industries that are looking for people to employ?
This means that there are folks in these industries looking for people to employ. It's not a job fair as much as it is a networking fair with people in your field
right.
who are going to give a workshop about what you need to do in order to find opportunities. But it's insider knowledge.
Right.
And that doesn't happen on a regular basis. We do not usually have such a fair where we can have so many professionals coming out there to share their experiences.
And we have
somebody coming who is a well-known entrepreneur and who's established businesses in Israel. And if anybody is thinking of doing something on the business level, this is an opportunity for you to come on October 24th.
Yes, circle the date, everybody, October 24th, Crown Plaza, Times Square, which is 1605 Broadway. It'll start at 12:30 p.m. and go at least until 6:30. Information, nbn.org.il/Aliyah Fair. Aliyah is with an H at the end. nbn.org.il/Aliyah Fair. Now, Rachel Berger, this is being duplicated in other cities in North America as well?
Yes. We're also going to be in Miami, in Toronto, and in Baltimore. And we're coming back in December, and we'll be doing the West Coast.
And the cities you just mentioned are all that week, all in that week in October.
All in that week, and if you go on our calendar, you'll see it. I also want to, although it's a career fair,
right.
I also want to include all the people who may be coming with their own jobs.
Right.
We have a telecommuting seminar, and for people that are retired, we also are going to have Aliyah-related seminars about choosing a community, financial planning, your taxes and budgeting, the Aliyah process, Israel's education system, and shipping your things over. So it's a really, really valuable mega event.
All right, so even though it's, again, you know, focusing on careers and jobs, it's really everything. Anybody who's thinking of Aliyah, you got to be there on the 24th.
Oh, for sure, for sure. In the next year, in the next 2 years, this is a serious opportunity.
All right, you're the director of...
I'll get to meet you. It'll be so fun.
you're the director of employment at Nefesh B'Nefesh. So now I ask you, who in this audience are you speaking to more than anybody else? What industry now is so hot in Israel or so needed in Israel that you could tell people who are in that industry or have skills in that industry, it is now time for you to make the move?
Okay, so this, I mean, I don't know if you've had people from Startup Nation, the book that came out by Dan Senor, but basically we have a lot of growth in technology. So anybody that comes with a programming background, a web-based background, a background in engineering, a background in physics or math, these are very, very, very hot opportunities. But I will say something different. I think it's important to note that people with English language skills are valuable.
Mm.
And anybody that comes that has a professional background or a skill set, we can find a place for you. And that, to me, is the most important message that we could give to people. Because sometimes people come and say, I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. And we can craft an Aliyah plan that's specific for you, that makes it happen for you, that allows you to come to Israel and make a living.
What a different type of attitude. In the past, I think everyone always tried to discourage people from making this move. Now you're out there at the forefront encouraging people that they can make it happen, which is so amazing. And by the way, the English skill set that you mentioned, I know not-for-profits in Israel are always looking for that. That's one example, right?
That's correct.
And what's with the commuters? How are the commuters doing? Those who are, you know, working a good number of days per month in the United States, for instance, and, you know, spending all their time, their family time in Israel because that's where their family's living.
So I'll tell you something. You have to look at it more from a global perspective than just, you know, you see somebody who goes, you know, for a week every 3 weeks and you say, how on earth are you managing? Now contrast that with the Israeli guy who's a lawyer, wakes up at 5 or 6 in the morning, learns his Daf Yomi, goes to Minyan, learns his Daf Yomi, goes on the road, and doesn't come home till 9 o'clock.
Right.
That's the way people live. In other words, today, if you look at it, people really do spend a lot of time working. What about the people who are in sales and marketing and have their job in Israel, but they have to do sales and marketing in India?
Right.
So they're going to India. So we're a tiny country, and because of it, we're constantly looking at things outside and in. I know a lot of people who are telecommuters who have beyond adjusted to their new schedule. You know, when you're in Israel, for some people, especially people in medical professions, they have free time. So now they can do something different with their time as opposed to being working all the time. So it's one of those things you have to think of as adjusting. One of the most interesting things, though, that I think that has happened in the market is due to the Internet in the past 15 years, people have set up businesses or online services where they're working here, and they're sitting here, but they're earning money from all over the world.
Right, yeah. Well,
that's very interesting. So, anybody who even examines that could be very, very interesting.
Talk about the best of both worlds, huh?
Right. Although, again, people come here, and if you have a certain skill that you can market, you can make an income here as well.
Right. What's the? I know we go through this all the time, and it's usually the same names. But is there one community, one city that, you know, really boomed this summer because of the Nefesh B'Nefesh Aliyah? Is there one in particular that we may not have mentioned or may not have focused on in the past?
So I'll say it's still the one that you know.
Right.
If I have a hidden secret, I'll let you know so that you could get in there first. But right now, you know, Modi'in and Beit Shemesh and Jerusalem. Tel Aviv has grown a lot in the last couple of years.
I heard that, by the way. I heard that from people.
A lot of young families, not young families, young singles moving to Tel Aviv. And that has also been an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, the whole Orthodox, there's somewhat of an Orthodox boom in Tel Aviv, right? I mean, somewhat.
That too. Right. That too, yes. Yes, and it is. It's very interesting.
And is anybody that makes Aliyah from the United States, are they going to Be'er Sheva at all, that far south or not?
So they are, actually quite a few people, and there's a Rabbi LaPatin who wants to set up a community there.
Are there Anglos in Be'er Sheva?
Oh, there have been Anglos in Be'er Sheva for a long time because of the university.
Right.
If anybody's interested, there's a Yahoo group called Anglo Be'er Sheva.
Really?
Sure. Anglo Be'er Sheva at yahoogroups.com. You can get on it, and then you see the people in your community. But, yes, people are going there. Be'er Sheva has expanded a lot, not necessarily in terms of Aliyah. It has expanded in terms of Aliyah, but it has really expanded a lot in terms of as a city in the last couple of years.
And the train or something is coming there,
yes.
Right? Which
it's
is a big thing. Right.
The train is there. The train has changed the way people can live because the commute is really different now.
Oh, what's happening in Israel is just unbelievable. Well, Rachel Berger and Nachum Siegel and many others encourage everybody to circle October the 24th. 12:30 until 6:30 that afternoon at the Crown Plaza Times Square. That's when the Nefesh B'Nefesh Aliyah Fair will take place. Start your career in Israel and start thinking about heading over to the Holy Land at 1605 Broadway in New York on Sunday, October the 24th. Information about all of this, the comprehensive Nefesh B'Nefesh website. It's unbelievable what's on there. 866-4-ALIYAH, 866 the number 4, and then A-L-I-Y-A-H. Also, nbn.org.il/Aliyah Fair. Aliyah has an H at the end. Again, that's nbn.org.il/Aliyah Fair. And the Go North program, also plenty of information. In fact, now's a good time if you make contact today because representatives are in the U.S. to discuss Go North this coming Sunday. So you can make an appointment at 866-4-ALIYAH or gonorth.org.il. Rachel Berger. Always inspiring listening to anybody from Nefesh B'Nefesh. I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you on the 24th of October. Yes, Nefesh B'Nefesh, folks, on the 24th of October. Oh, yes.